This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Vic Fangio, who was a favorite here in Chicago.
All right, let's continue this love fest. Go ahead.
He's an evil genius. The guy, he knows the game in and out.
He's really a mob boss, though.
A mob boss.
Evil genius.
I love what Vic Fangio does. I call it the Predator, Sean.
What the hell are you?
What is the Predator, Sean?
Wait,
or John?
You still never watch Predator, right?
No.
Seen that movie?
I have seen.
He's in the movie, Joe?
I know.
Me either.
No?
Yeah.
No.
People could see why someone of Shane's age missed Predator, right? I didn't see it until like a past year.
I avoided it.
Yeah, yeah. But Speaks, that seemed to have been right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah. I made some active choices not to watch Predator.
Yeah.
Why? We can go
what
back.
Were they?
Yeah, Tecmo Bowl was definitely
yeah,
one of them.
Okay, I get that.
Are you open to watching it? Or are you,
is a Vic Fangio defense? Absolutely.
No, Predator.
I don't know.
Come on, do it now!
I've gone this far.
Yeah. Should we watch Predator instead of the show tomorrow?
Instead of doing the show?
Like Lawrence is out, it's you and Grody, just let Grody do it.
Or I could watch it with Ruben. Instead of forcing him to sit through ones from my youth, I could say, let's watch this together, young fella.
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
What's the matter? The CIA got you pushing too many pencils?
Who are the actors?
Stallone?
No.
No, Schwarzenegger?
Yes.
Carl Weathers?
Whoa. There's still plenty of meat on that bone. Now you take this home, throw it in a pot, add some broth, a potato. Baby, you got a stew going.
Jesse Ventura's in it.
Someone's son of a bitch has dug in like an Alabama tick.
You're hit. You're bleeding, man.
I ain't got time to bleed.
We have lost the tether to Vic Fangio, so let's get back to Vic Fangio.
So now our number one concern is that predators are watching our body heat.
Peter, that's just a movie. That's not real.
No, I think we need to cover ourselves in mud to avoid being seen.
Peter, Joe's right. It's only a movie.
Oh, God, somebody farted.
Ah, it stinks.
We should not rule out the predator having been the farter.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Some of the active choices I made to not watch Predator back in the day were based on the fact that I was, and Mark Grody, this may shock you, I suspect it won't shock, Shane Reardon and Chris Tannehill, I was an elitist movie windbag in the late 1980s.
Mm.
I watched Empire of the Sun instead. I watched Full Metal Jacket instead. I'm sure I watched Raising Arizona instead. These are all 1987 movies, and I'm sure I was like, oh, Predator, oh, it's beneath me. And, you know, nowadays I'm much more likely to watch whatever happens to be good and entertaining, but my elitist windbag tendencies perhaps remain. Good afternoon, everybody.
If it makes you feel better,
it does. Immediately it does.
This will make you feel even better. I have not seen Predator either.
Wow.
I would not classify myself.
Yeah,
I know. Would not classify myself as
any
kind of an elitist like you. Like, while you're watching Empire of the Sun, I'm watching Empire Strikes Back, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay. I do indeed.
That's
but
really where I was.
But it sounds like you and I are going to be together a lot over the course of the next couple of weeks here, Mark. It sounds like one of these days we need to come in here early and hang out, get a bowl of popcorn, and watch Predator.
You guys just want to come over to my house after the show today and watch it?
Going to the Bulls game, dude. Remember?
Oh, I tried to forget.
Remember all that Bulls talk?
He's got plans with the Dorf.
I did promise these guys, though. Go with the Dorf. Yes. Is the score historian. Put a little respect behind
unofficial.
That.
Unofficial.
We got to hold this for later.
Yeah, I'd say Tom Scherer is the...
Yo, that's right. Tom Scherer is the overall leader. And here's five reasons why. But yes, I will be going to the Bulls game tonight. I promised that I would talk about everything except for the Bulls game when I arrive here tomorrow, unless something really juicy happens in the Bulls game tonight.
Well, you got to see Matas Buzelis, who I'm told was a big part of the midday show.
Matas Buzelis is a star.
Is that what was going down?
Oh, yeah.
A star. I like hearing it.
Sure.
I haven't watched enough Matas Buzelis this year to make that.
That's why people say things. I'm going to say a lot of things on the course of the afternoon. Grody, join me. Shall you?
Absolutely. You know what? Actually, I was thinking about this. The last time you and I hosted together, this foursome, if I may.
Yes, you may.
There was breaking news that day. That was the day that Ben Johnson was hired. So what breaking news will we get today?
What are you talking about? We got it in transition.
Oh, that's right.
Brandon
Burns,
Ingram.
He spoiled our lead. At least we don't have to talk about Brandon Ingram in the first section of the show today.
I meant to say this directly to Dan. He's not here, so I'll just say it about him. Oh, there he is. Dan, nobody cares about Brandon Ingram's extension.
This right. From Stonecutter. Brandon Ingram signed a three-year, $120 million.
I'd rather hear a well-crafted email from Stonecutter than I would about Brandon Ingram's extension in Toronto. I don't care.
Spiegel is angry about out-of-town basketball coming from Dan Bernstein.
Did you read Craig Calcaterra's newsletter today?
No, I did not. No, it was great. Len Casper. Oh, there it is. Len Casper texted me the other day. It was glorious. He set me up. I think I sent you guys a screenshot. Hey, did you read Joe Sheehan? He said about the Cubs. And I said, no, I just wait for Bernsey to read it to me in transition.
That deserved a rim
shot. Thank you, Chuck.
That's okay.
Thanks very much. But we are going to talk some Cubs. Sorry for the distraction.
Hey, maybe the Cubs will sign Bregman. Maybe that'll be the breaking news during the show today. Maybe Bregman.
I did a podcast the other day with our Odyssey teammate, Rob Bradford.
He's awesome.
Rob does the great Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. He's terrific. He knows lots of people around the game. And as we were talking, it dawned on me, and as I've read all these stories that have come out, Buster Olney and Jeff Passan and many more with spring training's actually here because the Cubs reported yesterday, White Sox report today, at least Chris Getz is there today, he spoke today, Jed Hoyer and Craig Counsell spoke on Sunday, not a lot of other stuff going on Sunday, so that's always a good day to talk.
Right.
But anyway, the Cubs are one of Major League Baseball's most intriguing teams right now because there are still moves to be made. There is still room in their salary structure to get towards that $241 million that Tom Ricketts has made pretty clear is going to be their number. And they are very much in the hunt on Alex Bregman. There are a lot of people that think Alex Bregman wants to play for the Cubs.
That's his first choice.
The Astros and the Cubs would be his first two choices. But the Astros don't seem to be getting where he wants to go. I don't buy the story that's been out there all offseason that Bregman had a six-year, $156 million deal that he turned down from Houston. I don't think that deal ever existed. So Bregman wants them. And if they don't get Bregman, they might go Justin Turner as a guy to kind of buy some time for Matt Shaw.
That he would be your starting third baseman, is what you're saying.
Starting third baseman, or there could be even more. If they don't get Bregman, they could instead use their money to sign another pitcher. And sure, it could be a reliever like Andrew Chafin, but it could also be trading for Dylan Cease or for Michael King in a trade with San Diego, especially if San Diego gets Nick Pivetta, which is one of the rumors that's out there. So, look, that's a lot of moving parts already. And then there's this. I've heard this, that there could even be the subtraction of a fairly big number on this payroll if they did get Bregman. Like, let's say they got Bregman, it still might not mean that they don't go out and trade for Dylan Cease, because they might send, say, a Suzuki. packing and have the DH be a combination of all these people. Maybe sometimes it's Bregman. Sometimes it is Matt Shaw if he's up here. They could have the rotating DH as they have had before. Now, look, they're a much better team with Bregman and Saya, of course, but are they a better team with Bregman and Dylan Cease minus Saya? I think that's incredibly interesting and compelling, because then if you did that, maybe you could also sign that reliever like Andrew Chafin otherwise. So what I've just given you is a lot of potential moving parts at this point in an offseason, when we know they moved late last year when Cody Bellinger's market came back to them in late February. There he was. And it's a win-now moment for the Chicago Cubs.
If this is a win-now moment, if this truly is that, and you, in connecting the dots, you could kind of see that this is that it is heading in that direction, then guess what? Then I don't really want to hear much about Matt Shaw right now. That if that's what it is to be, okay, let's make, then third base needs to be a slam dunk of a player. You have to have, so if it's not Bregman, I guess Turner is okay, but I don't want to hear about Matt Shaw. I don't want to hear much about Owen Casey. I want to hear about guys that are going to win this year, if that's what this is all about.
You want to hear
an interesting experiment, or it's a change in thought process with the Cubs, because having been around it, and you have been too, since when the first rebuild started and then the winning happened and then we all got used to young players and development, that is a fast change of philosophy to be in go-for-it mode in a one-year capacity, because it sure doesn't sound like they're going to get Tucker signed to any kind of a long-term deal.
Well, that's part of it, you know, and we're going to throw open the phone lines and talk with you guys. Do you agree that this Cubs moment is intriguing? Are you intrigued? There are people picking them to win that division. There are people picking them to win 91 games. There are others, there are some projections that have them down at 85.5. There's a wide range of predictions. I saw one national writer say that they might be the surprise great team in baseball this year. Like, a lot of people intrigued with where the Cubs are and what the possibilities are. We'll throw open the phone lines. Want to talk to you about it at 312-644-6767. But this is part of the backdrop. Why has it changed? It's Council's second year, but it's Jed Hoyer's lame duck year. This is Jed Hoyer, very open, I thought, on Sunday, talking about his status and how he thinks about it in his final year of his contract.
Yeah, I think that with, you know, does it feel different than it has in the past? A little bit. You know, I've been here for 14 years, and sort of generally in my career, I haven't had much uncertainty, you know, and so I think with uncertainty does come a level of anxiety. I think that would be a lie to say that it doesn't. It has it caused sort of like, you know, some introspection along the way? Like, I think that's fair to say, but you know, when I look at, you know, we have a great front office, we have an incredible manager and a great coaching staff. I think we put together a really good team. We still have a really good farm system. I think every arrow is sort of pointing up on this organization right now. So you know, I just think there's a lot more opportunity for me, for Carter, than there is risk. And I'm super proud of what we built with a lot of really good people. So, you know, that's kind of how I look at it. Certainly, like I said, it's probably had some, you know, had some moments of introspection as you do that, because, like I said, my stability in Chicago has been remarkable. But at the same time, I'm super excited for this year and what we have going forward.
So introspection, use the word anxiety along the way there. I think this is a win now year with clear restrictions, but still a win now year. I love your thought that if it is a win now year, you don't want to see Matt Shaw handed the job at third base.
Right, and I'm not as excited about, you know, an Alcantara or, I mean, obviously PCA, I think, is here to stay, but even he, if he is faltering early, like this idea of keep playing him through everything, if it's win now, then Craig Counsell's going to have to manage hard during the season. So, yeah, I mean, it does seem odd.
We will hear from Craig Counsell in the next segment. We'll also hear from you. Phone lines are open at 312-644-6767. If this is a win now year for the Cubs, then what do you want to see? And are you intrigued? I am. actually. Let's talk about it. Angelo Cataldi at the top of the hour on the Eagles and Philly and Andy Reid. But until then, it's Cubs Talk, Spiegs and Grody on the Score.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.